You mad at morphin' anal beads.
Hello and welcome to the Candle After Slumber Party. Gossiping about boys is Simon.
Oh my god, Brad was there, so like I totally asked him out, but he totally turned me down. So I put him in the boot of my car and stabbed him in the knees.
Putting sleeping people's hands in bowls of warm water is Steph.
Alright guys, I've brought everything for the sleepover. Pajamas, toothbrush, Where's Wally love pillow.
And failing to start a semi-nude pillow fight is me, Mark. Hi guys. Could fucking wait, could you?
Jesus. So no. are you well?
I'm okay. I ate dinner when I was anything but completely hydrated. And now I'm all phlegmy.
Have you considered hydrating?
Yes, I have. I've already had like 2 pints of water. But it's not enough.
Maybe you should see a doctor.
I already did many years ago. I have asthma. I know that bit. Nice try, dick lips.
How'd that even work? Are you referring to the lips around the Jap's eye, or are you saying he has dicks for lips?
It's an awful condition. I really struggle to whistle.
I try to whistle and instead I just leave a sticky mess.
Feels good though. Feels real good.
Apparently dick lips ejaculate with nothing but the breeze of the wind.
Enough to move a small bonsai tree.
Hi guys.
Emotionally.
Hi.
Oh, what the fuck's happening this week? Exactly. Cause
were we meant
Steph,
to guess?
I put a thing up at the weekend, a gate.
A gate?
Yeah, you've been to my house, you know the side gate.
I've been to your house many times. I know the side gate.
It's shit, so we replaced it. My dad did, with drills and stuff. And the fucking guys who put the old gate on drilled the bloody gate post to the wall with about 6-inch screws. It took us 2 hours to yank this bit of wood off the wall.
Wow.
I had to go and buy a crowbar.
You didn't already own a crowbar?
Why would I own a crowbar?
I don't know. The tales you've told me of your youth suggest you owned a crowbar. Freedom.
Gordon Freeman cosplay.
No, I don't cosplay. I have a great respect for cosplayers, but I am not a cosplayer.
To be fair, you have the glasses and can grow the goatee.
I'd still dress up like Gordon Freeman if I got the chance.
Do you know, I'll tell you what, do you know how really, it's just odd when you walk into a place and looking for a crowbar. It's like, there is no one looking for a crowbar right now apart from me who has to break shit and criminals. It's just not something that someone would own. It's just odd. I'll tell you what, the empowerment you feel when you're holding a crowbar though. Jesus, no wonder Gordon Freeman saved us all.
I would love to buy a crowbar.
Go do it. You're a big boy now. You can do that.
I could.
I'd use
it
to break open chests containing artifacts.
Oh, wow. Steals. I'm all bruised and broken and bloody, and I'm scared of everything because the island is full of evil people, but ooh, shiny.
You've been playing Tomb Raider again, Simon.
No. I've been playing very few games lately. I haven't been able to find the time.
Yeah, are we doing the what have we been playing recently game?
Oh,
I've been playing a fucking ton of stuff.
I don't know where you get all this time from.
Mainly because my wife goes out and plays rugby quite a lot, and I don't go and watch it because it's cold and wet outside, and I'd be the only guy going to watch a train, so I stay in and make myself a hot, milky cup of tea. Put on some smooth jazz, and after I'm finished masturbating 20 to 30 times, I have to sit down and play on my DS.
No wonder your hand's tired.
Yeah, I know. That's completely different. That's unrelated.
Is that what you call it? Is that your climbing session?
Yeah, my climbing session. An hour and a half of climbing.
Scaling your penis.
Just so sore.
Wanking to smooth jazz. I imagine a foot bath is involved somewhere.
Yeah, big and fluffy bathrobe. And chocolate.
Wait, is it a fluffy bathrobe? Do you, when you're dry, do you change out of your fluffy bathrobe but into like a satin kimono?
You know the sad thing is, I do own a silk kimono.
I want a kimono.
It's
I've decided, you know, I want one.
It's There's something phenomenally liberating about being a naked guy wearing nothing but a silk kimono.
Do you think it's possible that we could create a sort of a kimono gathering as the male equivalent of a slumber party?
I think we may be arrested, but I'm willing to give it a shot.
Why would we be arrested?
Well, it's just a thing about strange men turning up in nothing but kimonos. I'm sure someone somewhere would call the police.
Well, unless we put a sign up front saying Japanese bathhouse.
Yeah, because that's worked swimmingly in the past.
apologised profusely.
Look, just because we did
Mr.
time...
Mr. Lee and I are now very good friends.
I'm sure you are, the way he was looking at you. I told you putting on all that makeup was a mistake, but no, you just had to get into character.
He you had to be a geisha.
Yeah. I mean, we tried telling him, but, you know...
No, but there's something I'm missing here. Isn't the idea of wearing a kimono that you're not naked anymore?
This is true.
So, I'm failing to see the problem here.
But it's so thin. It's like wearing air, so you're practically naked.
A stiff breeze would be enough to... Well...
Oh, so it's like there's similar risks to wearing just a kilt.
Yeah, although kilt's heavy gauge and you have the sporran in the way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no sporran with a kimono. Although sparring. I suppose we could...
The fake means that is a purse.
Yes. I suppose we could buy samurai swords and just attach them at the crotch area just to keep it pinned down.
Maybe there's a market for kimono sporrans.
I'm going to Google that and see what comes up.
Nasty shit.
Kimono Sporrans.
Independent band from Detroit in the 1980s.
No. I'm just getting a lot of pictures. There's a picture. This is very odd. I don't know if this is racist or not. There's a Japanese guy wearing a kilt.
That could be Scottish.
And he just. Well, maybe.
I don't think it's racist. Assuming the kilt is fairly accurate.
He doesn't look comfortable.
I think it's not culturally
This is a weird... Oh, dear. That's a weird picture.
You're going to have to describe it to us.
Picture, if you will, an old Scottish man. Rotund, balding. Face like Santa. Close-cropped white beard in a dinner jacket and... kilt and sporran.
All right.
Next to him... This is at a dinner. You can see tables in the background. Next to him is a much younger woman, Japanese, in a kimono, looking very awkward. And he's doing the hover hand thing.
The hover hand thing?
Are you not familiar? It's the phenomenon which nerds, when they go to like events, they'll go up to the booth babes and put their arm around them, but not actually touch them. So they don't get stiffy.
Yeah.
and they can't be accused of sexual assault at that point. So hover hand.
I did not know that was a thing. But then again, I don't find it that awkward to talk to women.
Let me see if I can find... Good. If you put in hover, it's the first one. This is ridiculous.
Oh, I'm going to have to try this now. Sorry, 3G.
Just Google image search. Google image search for hover hand. I recommend everybody does it. Because it's really funny when you see the pictures of them.
Yeah.
Is that Summer Glau?
Yeah. There you go, you see.
If I were... No, I'm going to rephrase that.
Go on, finish that sentence.
I was going to say, if I were a massive nerd, I'd touch a famous hot chick's shoulder. Because he's going to go back to his friends like, guess what, guys? I almost touched Summer Glau. Like, that's a shitty story. Go back and touch her and come back and talk to us some more.
But you don't know what's outside of that photo, whether it's a large security man with a big cricket bat saying, go on, do it. I dare you.
One more inch, bitch. Still, I'd give a shoulder a squeeze and then leg it. Because let's face it, this burly security guard is weighed down by the cricket bat, so I can make a neat escape.
I'm pretty sure the security guard would wield a cricket bat that he was able to wield. He won't be that stupid.
Wielding for swinging, not for running with. If you think about it,
if he can get the arm momentum going, then I'm sure it's a negligible weight overall.
If you think about it, cricket people only ever run up to like 44 yards at a time, realistically. So all you have to do
of cricket pitch.
I think your fan is 22 yards.
I did deny it. I'm merely fact checking. That is all I'm doing.
Because it's called a chain.
You're on Wikipedia, aren't you?
I am not. I'm still looking at a nerd trying to touch some McGlow and failing.
Yeah, fair enough. I don't know. I mean, you could be running more than 44 yards, depending on how well you hit the ball.
Well, no, because if you hit the ball really well in cricket, you get a 4 or 6. So you really don't need to run those lengths.
And or the competence of the fielders.
But realistically, you just have to run 45 yards and the cricket... Well, maybe 47, so he can't get you with a good long swing. And you're probably okay.
Yeah, I'm already lost.
Yeah. We're dangerously close to sports talk.
It sounds like the shittiest sports info show as written by people who don't know sports. Welcome to Sports Talk. This week, sports, and more sports.
Google Sports Talk. Because it'll exist. Sports Talk. The best sports talk in South Carolina. There's a lot of sports talks.
Exactly.
There's talk
and we
sport.
Don't want to be associated with them.
Indiana Sports Talk.
You're a sports talk.
I reckon that probably the majority
talk split.
The majority of TalkSport probably open with, "Hello, welcome to TalkSport. Today we're talking sport."
Bye.
Yeah.
Peace.
Cricket? What is?
Are you quite all right, Simon? I'm not convinced that you're actually here.
I'm not convinced either. I've had a lot of late nights. Well, I've had a lot of late nights at work because of all the things that I can't really go into because of various confidentiality issues. But oh my god, stuff. I've been there to like after 6 most nights, and I'm dehydrated right now, so the throat is like, fuck you, I've got visitors. Squishy visitors. Also, my sense of metaphor is quite off. Does anyone want to come round and give me a hug?
You live quite far away. I can hug you through the internet if you want.
That may be a start.
Okay, just here you go.
What do I put my arms around?
Just, I don't know, just envisage me, just close your eyes, envisage me hugging you, just lumbering towards you. There you go. There you go.
You're warm.
Shh, it's okay. Yeah, it's fine. Like, you're very soft.
Yeah.
There you go. Feel better?
Sleepy. Yeah, I'm sleepy.
Okay, just put your head on my shoulder, it'll be fine. You don't have to worry about it.
It's okay.
No problem.
So, Mark, what have you been doing this week?
Unfortunately, not much this week. I've been working horrendous amounts. I've got several projects on the go at work and been having to do quite a lot of my own time to keep up because everything always happens at once.
Yeah.
But I can talk about what I've done recently, because there are things I've done recently which we've not talked about yet.
Yeah.
At least I don't think we talked about them. I bumped my head last week. I've forgotten a lot of stuff.
Fuck's sake.
As a kind of a surprise, because Becky is a massive Busted and McFly fan, so when it was announced last year they were forming the supergroup of McBusted, I still think they should be called at least McFlustered, then they have the same amount of letters, but you know, whatever. They didn't contact me about my letter that I sent them, but McFlustered, they got together and like, oh, we're touring all these dates, and obviously it sold out in minutes because, you know, it's yeah, it's going to be huge. And so obviously Becky couldn't get a ticket, and I kind of was like, okay, well, that kind of idea for a present has gone out the window since they've sold out. Think of other things we can do now. But no, and then apparently there were still tickets available, and some of Becky's friends decided to arrange for a couple of tickets to be bought. And so we impromptuly, yeah, that's probably a word, went to see them the other night, which is quite good.
How was they?
Surprisingly good, actually. They put on quite... They were ruder than I was expecting. I think I was still expecting them to be kind of the kind of 16-year-old, still appealing to 13-year-old girls, kind of poppy bands, but...
You mean they're not?
Not so much anymore. Like, they're all Muslim and have tattoos now. And basically told... And I can't, you know, I can't do stuff with numbers, but there were like 100,000 people there. and they basically told 100,000 people what a Cleveland steamer was.
All right.
Well.
Oh my, they've changed.
Yeah.
I wonder if there are any good Christian girls stood in the audience going, what the fuck happened?
That's what it's called. You told me it was Heaven's Handshake.
What? Who would believe that?
Tommy was called Feeding the 5,000.
There you go.
Because loaves. I get it now.
But no, yeah, no, they were surprisingly good.
Where does the fish come from? Oh, vagina. It all makes sense.
Well, that's that joke ruined, so moving on.
In my head, I just had a really Christian person answering Simon's question of, where does fish come from? They're going, Jesus! Of course, he brings the fish.
It's just really well-timed orgasm. Jesus! Oh, that makes sense.
Just a sort of poor Mexican guy. For the last time, I told you my name's Jesus.
Why is there a Mexican in the bedroom, darling?
It's the gardener.
What?
He's trimming the hedge.
Oh, God.
And then he goes back to gardening.
He was doing a Samwise. He heard talk of a ring and had to get in on the action.
What's that song called?
Heaven is a half pipe.
And now he tracks barefoot across lands with Elijah Wood.
It's Garfunkel Note song. What's it called?
Oh, you'd fuck me in the ass because the loophole.
That's it.
The only Garfunkel song I know because you told me about that one. What was it? Fuck me in the ass because Jesus says it's okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny because that's not how it works.
It is in their mind.
Yeah, usually the minds of people who think that that anal sex is just vaginal sex, but with an extra 180-degree turn. Oh, I fear for those women.
Well, you know, if God hadn't shut down Sodom and Gomorrah all those years ago, people would be a lot more well-informed.
I wouldn't say shut down is the appropriate word for what he did Sodom and Gomorrah.
Okay, he smote it.
I don't think it was done with, like, bureaucracy and red tape. So I represent the District of God, and this town is AFI shut down due to various health failures.
Instead of police line, do not cross, it's just like God line, do not cross.
Holy line.
So yeah, McBusted.
Yeah.
No, yeah, surprisingly good. And yeah, Becky really enjoyed it. So it was, I mean, to say we got basically bought the tickets about 24 hours before we went, we got surprisingly good seats. Like, it was like when you're standing on the stage, it's kind of to the left, but not so much directly to the left that you can only see side on. We actually got a really good view.
Sort of 45 degree angle.
Their numbers, so I assume yes, that is correct.
45 degrees is half a right angle.
Yes.
A right angle is the distance between you being upright and you falling over.
Ah, right, I see. So that point at which my brain switched off and let me continue to fall.
I don't know. I've bent to less than a right angle without falling over.
What?
Nothing.
Are you pondering geometry?
Yeah. It's something to do, isn't it? Have you never just
said long, lonely nights without your wife?
Oh, she's downstairs, I'm just, you know.
Ugh, my lonely nights without my wife. That's like every night for me. While we're on this topic, can I pose a question to our listeners?
Okay.
A geometry question that's been bugging me. Just, you know, in case we've got any math nerds listening.
Well, we had someone who'd snapped up gourmet spit on Twitter, so you never know.
Yeah. Right. A triangle is a really shit approximation of a circle. But you can take a triangle, which is a set of three lines of equal length, separated by equal angle, that join together to make a loop. You can add a line in there and divvy out the angles to make a square. It's four lines. It makes a slightly less shit approximation of a circle. You can keep adding lines. Pentagon, hexagon, heptagon, octagon, nonagon, decagon, elevenagon, dodecagon, and the rest. And
everyone gets confused when they get to 11.
Yeah. I'm just going to say, that's the best episode one callback as well.
Yeah. I've really reached that far.
I don't even remember. But yeah, as you add lines, you get a better circle. I get that. Let's move up a dimension. Along comes the tetrahedron, which has to be said like that because it keeps things interesting because geometry's boring. A tetrahedron is a four-point thingy with triangular faces, equilateral triangular faces, that makes a really shit approximation of a sphere. Is there a way to systematically add triangular faces, get more points, and get a more accurate approximation of a sphere as you add more faces, which all have to be equilateral triangles of equal size?
D&D has the answer to this, because a D20 is more of a sphere than a D10.
Yeah, absolutely. It becomes more of a sphere. You'll never have a perfect sphere, though. What you'll have is some kind of horrific numbered sided shape.
Essentially.
I tell you what, I'm gonna post a picture now, and you're going to hear what? And,
While Steph's doing that, Simon, I'll pose this question to you. So you started at a three-sided shape. If you consider a line to be a two-sided shape and a point to be a one-sided shape, technically isn't the point the most accurate circle you can get because it's a single dot?
No, because a point is a zero-dimensional shape. It's got nowhere to go. It's got no dimensions.
What if you look at it side-on?
You can't. It's got no dimensions. Yeah, there is no side.
Yeah,
I think we've crossed through the other side now. We're in the matrix.
Possibly. Well, I'm just looking at.
There you go. So this is a D100, also known as the worst dice in the world.
That's a ball.
That's a zocchihedron, and no, it's not a ball. It's not a ball because it can stop on any one of those numbers. They're very hard to use, but. That's what happens when you take a numerous number of sides and essentially stop making a sphere. It looks like it looks exactly like a sphere, but and also the concept of a perfect sphere is impractical. You'd never be able to produce a perfect sphere.
No, you wouldn't. However, did anyone consider just rolling two D10s instead and saying red one's going to be a 10? Yeah. So
no one owns these. This is deep nerdery. This is people that own these are nerds to what I am to other people.
Also, can I just point out one thing that's really bugging me about this picture?
Yeah?
Why the fuck didn't they start it at 1 on the ruler?
You know what? I have no idea. This is just a Google search.
That's really annoying why it goes from, like the width of the dice you have to measure between, like, 15.5 and 20. Why didn't they just put it at 1?
I think that's only there for scale rather than for actual measuring.
Still, it would work better, you know, if you put the ruler to the 1, surely. I mean,
the trouble is now I'm looking at dice and I'm stuck.
Well, I'm looking at
I just want to find dice.
I'm looking at all the different dice that the Wikipedia page says. Like, you've got the what the fuck is that? I think it's a D12 or the lefty one on the Wikipedia link you gave us, where it's a tetrahedron.
Hold on.
And there's three numbers on each side.
Wait, what are you looking at?
No, there isn't. I see how it works. That's a D4. It's the upward point that's...
Yeah, that's D4.
Yeah, okay.
Then it's D6, D8, D12,
D20. Right. The D4, That tetrahedron, that is the shit sphere approximation that I'm looking to start from.
Yeah. If you link enough of those together, eventually you will have a much closer approximation of a sphere. But it won't be a sphere. It will never be a sphere.
No, it's not meant to be a sphere. It's meant to be basically the crystal dome.
Yeah, you'll definitely... Yeah, that's essentially how that works.
Yeah, so my question is... I can do that in 2D. I can get from a triangle up to, you know, approaching a circle by adding lines. But every time I add one line, it's still valid. But I couldn't do that by adding just one triangular face each time.
No.
I have to add a certain number because it jumps from like tetrahedron to crystal dome to sphere.
And I don't know if
there's any more in between.
Probably, but you have to. So you're adding singular lines. One side of this has three lines.
Yeah, well, in the 3D case,
I'm adding
lines because to the two dimensional shape because that's the one dimensional simplex. Yeah, get me. I know what a simplex is. Up yours, maths teacher. So in three dimensions, I want to add the two dimensional simplex, which is a triangle. So it's like, how many equilateral triangles do I have to add to my existing tetrahedron net before I can say, oh, this is a thing I can curl up into a fake sphere again? Is there any kind of pattern to it, like there is one dimension down? Or is it just, this works, and all the rest are shite?
It depends on your definition of approximation of a sphere, I suppose.
My definition of approximation of a sphere would be, imagine a sphere. Like a holosphere. Imagine you plot loads of points on it in some pattern, whereby you can then draw lines between the points to make up a set of equilateral triangles that encompasses a complete, if hollow, approximation of a sphere. So all the points of the triangles are on this sphere that I'm approximating. But I approximate it with actual triangles. This is all. There is a good reason that I'm asking this question and doing all this stuff. I don't really want to say what it is because it's in very early days yet.
It sounds like you should just go out and buy a ball.
Can you just? I'm very curious what you're doing. Could you type what you're doing? I'm not going to say anything. It's very early. I'd be very interested.
I'm already lost, so whatever you type probably won't mean anything to me.
And in fact, I can probably... There's a friend of mine called Jed who is much better at this than I am. Right. He would absolutely be up for helping you with anything. The way you talk, he would just, you know...
What, because I talk like a twat or because I talk like a smart man?
You talk like a smart man and he'd be intrigued.
Does Jed also look like Robert Kirkman? Is this the start of a beautiful thing?
Well, does he?
No. Also, he's straight. But as a meeting of the minds, it's it would be interesting.
Sammy could still turn him.
No,
he might hear. He might hear this tetranomino talk and then suddenly fall in love with him.
It's not not tetromino. You're thinking of Fez or Tetris.
And if you did get married, your wedding band could actually be made up of lots of triangles, and it wouldn't be a perfect sphere. Or circle. Oh, this is just perfect. Only if you get married inside the crystal dome, and it just showers tinfoil on everyone. Oh, this is perfect.
Will you start the vows, please? So basically, I'm marrying one of Steph's math friends just so we can get married in the crystal dome.
Yeah, and as long as Richard O'Brien is your minister.
Steph, you can be a bridesmaid if you want. Will you be bringing your kimono?
Yeah, absolutely. If that's what you want, I'll bring three kimonos. One for me and one for you and the groom. And we can wear them afterwards and then make Mark feel really awkward.
I could wear a kimono. I could tell
you. You won't fit in with our kimono party.
Why not?
Because, you know.
Because you'll fall over and then your ass will fall out.
Yeah, and then everyone will be embarrassed for you, and it'll be a whole thing.
Well, no, because I'll be wearing jean shorts underneath the kimono, just in case.
You'll be wearing Daisy Dukes under your kimono.
Well, I was thinking more like Tobias as a never nude.
See, I figure if your kimono like falls open and everyone can see what's underneath, you might as well just say, "Fuck it, speedo."
Mankini. The Speedo's offensive older brother.
A Mankini wedding is just asking for trouble, though.
Yeah.
That's not good. Especially if someone brings along one of these fucking zucchini hedrons. And they're like, I'll roll 100 for you. Seriously, who thought this was a good idea? It's a fucking golf ball that someone burned a calendar onto.
What?
A really shit calendar as well.
You're still looking at the tetrahedrons and the approximation of a sphere.
Yeah. I haven't had any success because Googling for it either lists the basic platonic solids, of which about two are useful, or it's like some thread on an amateur 3D graphics forum where it's like, oh, can I just do this? And they're like, yeah, you just take the sine of the cross product of the hypotenuse and you model this in 9D space and you use a fucking Maya plugin. And I don't know. And then it gets to the point where it just all goes over my head. There's no sweet spot that tells me what I need to know. 3D geometry for people like me who can't brain 3D.
The approximation of a sphere would be a really good name for a murder mystery novel.
You'd have to work that in as some kind of central plot element.
Well, they could choke to death on a D20.
Well, that's that done.
That's it. It's like the case of sparkling cyanide, except someone rammed a dice down your throat. I'll show you a critical miss, bitch.
There's something vaguely pornographic in that.
Well, if you substitute single dice for bag of dice and then bag of dice for testicles, then yeah, I guess so.
There you go, you go.
what's that make is about 34 minutes, time to dick, is it okay?
Well, sorry, I spaced out for 20 seconds and suddenly you're talking about dick time.
Oh, so it's, what? It's a video game thing, but it's also kind of for other stuff too. Time to dick. It's just how long in video games. It's how long until someone uses user created content to make a penis.
Oh, okay. I get exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
What's the current record?
I don't know actually.
It must be really, really high.
Because I remember, I played Tearaway a little while ago, and you can basically they gave you pink card and the ability to draw a penis, cut it out, and stick it to the head of your character. I played through the entire game and never drew anything offensive. And, like, could
yeah,
it
but
out
you're not like
away.
That.
But I didn't think of it. I was so charmed and enthralled by the game. I was like, oh, I'm a happy little paper man.
But it's like, look, there's a level of challenge to it. Because at a certain point, you're making the best dick you can possibly make.
There was also red and blue if you wanted veins and arteries.
Exactly. I mean, I'm not talking about some entry-level cock and balls scrawled on a bathroom stall. I mean, have you seen some of the dicks in Minecraft? They are monuments of greatness. And I don't say that lightly. Engineering marvels. There are some that actually fire white wool.
Oh, Jesus.
That don't blow up. It's insane. I'm just saying.
I don't doubt you. Time to dick in Minecraft must be minutes.
Once
someone figured out how to build a tree in the shape of a penis.
I can definitely say that we had a dick statue on our old server.
Of course you did. Everyone's made a
except
dick
it,
in
there,
Minecraft.
There was white wall, except it was static, and the dick was made of cobblestone.
You made a grey dick?
But it had a ladder inside it, so you could climb up to the top. Because it was also a viewing gallery, you see.
Do you also climb up there singing the theme tune to Shaft?
Well, you wouldn't want to view it from the roof of the house, because
it was firing all over the house.
Because we built a hell of a lot of gardens around it. We basically over-architected our main house. Mark, I think you've seen it, actually. We're on a different map now, but...
I must come and visit your map. But yeah, I think it's the last one.
Yeah, that was ultimately 2 years' worth of cumulative work. And it showed, because... Oh, the size, children, the size.
Things never the same in school.
Yeah, dicks.
No, your Minecraft server was
I guess
for
single
impressive.
Player, there's also the start to create time. Which is how long from the start of the game do you go until you see some kind of storage crate used as a prop or as level geometry?
It's true.
It's pretty low for most games.
I like to play how long from the start of a game till you meet the mandatory shitty physics puzzle.
Why did I think sticking this clothes peg on my thumb would be a good idea? Oh, I need sleep. I need sleep and beer and snuggles, and only one of those is in the house. That would be sleep.
Poor thing. We need, like, Simonade. Like, Race for Life, but just Race for Simon's life.
How long have I been on mute?
Too long.
All right, I'm sorry. I was wondering why no one was listening to me. I was talking about the previous Minecraft house, and that was a shame. I have a question. Mm. When are we ever going to do that thing that we've mentioned way back in an early podcast where you're just going to put me and Mark in the Minecraft server and just let us go, and it'll be filled with horrific traps that you've put in?
Oh, yeah, basically that was the thing I was going to do.
Survival documentary.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Naked and Afraid.
Yeah, I was, to recap the idea very briefly, I was going to take my old server world, which had a very complex house in it. I was going to take out all the light sources, all the torches, so the house was dark. I was going to remove every light source, age the stonework, destroy the redstone circuitry. Maybe block up a door or two. Maybe put some spawners in there. Who knows?
Oh, jeez.
Well, I probably won't do that. And just give it to you two to...
to see if we ever get out.
Oh, you'll get out. But can you take it back? That's a real question.
I like this idea.
You mean like at the start of 28 weeks later? Go take the city back?
Kind of. And now with the features in the upcoming in version 1.8, you can set a limit. You can set a limit on how much of the world someone can explore. So you two can't just say fuck it, I'm going over here, which would effectively neutralize the thing.
Threat.
I can dump you in the gardens of the house, and just be like, yeah, you deal with it.
Basically, like a Minecraft version of Cabin in the Woods.
Exactly like a Minecraft version of Cabin.
Except without that massive spoiler that I'm not going to say.
Yeah, don't say that. I'd quite like to see that film.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, I won't get around to it because it's a film, but I'd like to see it.
It was alright.
I liked it.
Isosahedron. Faces are equilateral triangles. Isosahedrons have already been made in Roman/Ptolemaic times, but it's not known if they were used as gaming dice. I don't care. Modern dice with 20 sides are sometimes numbered 0 to 9 twice as an alternative to 10-sided dice. There's tetrahedron, isosahedron, sphere. Internet, tell me which ones I'm missing.
Is this going to be like the evolution of man? You're looking for the missing link?
I'm looking for the missing link. But right now, I'm just going to have to remain some kind of spherical creationist.
And on the seventh day, Simon created dice.
Yay! On the 7.5 day, Stefan created role-playing games, and no one ever had sex again.
Adam and Eve were just friends who played D&D. That was it.
Yeah.
Human race over. The snake was the DM, obviously.
And the fruit of knowledge was a D20. Eve ate for some reason.
Well, you know, when you've been on a long D&D campaign, you know, you get the munchies and you just eat the first thing you see, and if it looks a bit like an apple, you know, they're quite spherical, so you go for it, choke to death, and then it's an Agatha Christie murder mystery.
Yeah. If the edge length of... I'm not reading that, it's got maths in it.
We literally had a 20 minute conversation about maths.
Yeah, I can deal with it. To be honest, I'm not surprised this has happened because work has broken my brain. I've spent so long looking at various pieces of software and sort of started half dreaming about my work that I'm like, ugh, fuck it. My dreams are gone anyway.
Is this the new Philip K. Dick novel? The Simon's Dream of Zocahedrons?
I think I say it was My Dreams Are Gone Anyway. So why is there not... I'm still reading about these fucking triangles. A regular isosahedron is a gyro-elongated pentagonal bipyramid and a bi-augmented pentagonal antiprism in any of six orientations. I get the feeling if I reload the page, that's going to be some other randomly generated bullshit.
This is the nerdiest sex line ever.
Oh, why have we never done that? Oh, wait, it's obvious.
How many sides are you holding?
You're way too good at that.
Yeah, not even I would be that good.
Well, I'm better at being gay. No, wait, hang on. I'm better at speaking with a gay voice than you are.
If you're better at being gay than me, you've got to give me some tips, because I am lonely and scared.
Talk to dudes.
Yeah.
No, tip number one, talk to dudes. Tip number two, ask for their phone number. Tip three, make sweet love.
Tip three, take their tip.
Tip four, stop picking up people in restaurants.
The name comes from the Greek Aikoi.
Oh my god!
From Aikoi. But it's right there, and I'm right here.
Yeah, as is the answer to the question why is Simon so terribly lonely, because he won't shut the fuck up about triangles. You need, like, you know, like uniform dating. You need stuff like geometry dating.
No, I need only geometry dating. I need slacker dating.
Slacker dating.
No one
would ever check their profile.
Have you tried Grindr?
What I need to do is date someone who's, like, really unacademic, like, really street smart. Like, basically, a builder.
Okay.
I think.
I'm sure you'll be able to find a builder. I mean,
I haven't really thought
this
through.
There are plenty of construction sites.
Are you basically suggesting that I just go to a construction site and I'm like, hey, fellas, I'm smart. Who wants me dick?
They just walk past some buildings.
Well,
and
you're hardly doing anything proactive at the minute, are you? I'm just saying, it wouldn't be the worst thing.
Well, it depends how beaten up I get.
Could be into that kind of thing, you don't know.
What?
You know, builders being shouted at about wanting cock. You know, they could be a really shy mason in the greater Manchester area who's talking to his friends right now saying, I wish some great gay guy would come up and just start shouting at me and want, just like he wants to get with me. And that is his dream. And you're denying him. And he's going to look longingly into a cement mixture and start thinking women are a better and better idea.
Don't toy with my heart. This is a really long, deep, depressing rabbit hole we could end up going down. It would just be me moping and whining on the internet, and I feel like
that's
I do enough of that anyway.
Week.
Yeah. Yeah, I do enough of that anyway. I might just go get the martini and start drinking. Look, I haven't got beer. Martini's the next good thing. Next best thing.
I'm not judging.
I can't even fucking speak anymore. I think this is... I'm not saying it's the end of me, but it feels like the end of me. Maybe I should just go to bed. Maybe that's all I need to do.
Well, looks like we need to find a new editor, Mark. Who do you know that wants to spend all their time editing this shit?
Oh, I can't be bothered. Let's just call it quits.
All right, that's fine. Well, we had a good run.
Oh, Steph, we didn't make it to 69.
Damn it. I knew you were ending this before I could have my day of glory.
I knew you'd kill yourself in 2 weeks. I didn't say I was going to kill myself. I said it was going to be the end of me. The fact I was going to kill myself at all is a new development. Kill yourself in 2 weeks. It's like the ring tape, except it takes longer, and it's do it yourself.
They should have just taped over, to be honest. I never understood that. Like, just tape Family Fortunes, and that freaky chick's not going to come out your TV anymore. Les Dennis might, but...
To be honest, if you watch it on a flat screen TV, is she just going to, like, get skeletally crushed and die?
She doesn't live in, like, the back bit of the CRT. It's like a portal. She doesn't come out two-dimensionally. What if you've got a 3D TV? That raises even more questions.
if you have a 3D TV, I think she comes out the TV, kills you, and then goes back in the TV and sets up shop there. What if you point the TV at a camcorder? Does she get sucked into the camcorder?
And
then she's like on an SD card, and you just snap it in half, stick it in the bin, and she's gone forever.
What if you do a vine of her? And you've got to re-vine it, or else you'll die.
No, because we had that with email forward letters. Who must forward this to 5 people and your crush will come true? If not, your cock will turn into bees.
Maybe that's why you're all alone, Simon.
Oh, because my cock is bees.
No, because you didn't forward email chain letters. To be honest, I think the new equivalent of email...
Of all the 2 options there, I had to pick the least plausible.
I was going to say, generally, I think that cock of bees, you should probably get that looked at. I'm sure there's a cock underneath that's just covered in bees. I mean, how did you get even the... How did you get all the bees on your cock?
Smothered it in honey, obviously.
Well,
They're not too bothered about honey. They make honey.
Basically, I bought this flashlight, and my honey jar broke. I dropped it on the ground. So I thought, I've got what I need out of this flashlight, but I do need to store my honey. So I put the honey in the flashlight. Yes, I had washed the flashlight.
Cool, that's okay.
Thank God.
So yeah, basically, it's because I filled my flashlight full of honey.
And bees. Because then you dropped your hive, you never know to put the bees, you put them in the flashlight as well. Yeah. And now they're all stuck to your penis because the honey acted as an adhesive.
No, they're not. Yeah, they are. That was a problem, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell, I can't even maintain the narrative to stay in character.
Why don't you stick your knob in a dandelion? Oh, fuck off.
That makes no... Ow. Head.
That's not how bees work. Or dandelions. Or cocks. Steph, I need more snuggles.
Okay, it's fine. You ready? Here you go. Stefan's here. It's okay. No, don't cry, it's fine. You're in a safe place.
Yeah, safe place.
It's warm. And look over there, a bunch of horny men, just for you.
Look at the way.
It's the Japanese bathhouse.
Look at the way they're glistening in the sunlight.
Yeah, they are. They're glistening and it's warm. There's a bead of sweat running down their manly chest. And you know, they're looking at you like they're interested. And they actually don't look too socially confident, so maybe you can make the first move.
Maybe I could. Where are they sat?
Oh. They're sat on a beanbags.
An egg chairs.
Shut up, Mark. You can't see these guys. And that guy, he's got oil. See, he's got oil, and they're just oiling themselves up in the sun.
That's worse, they'll cook faster.
God damn it, Mark!
You don't want guys who are either cooked or have skin cancer. That's just 2 terrible options.
You'll never
unless you're into deep fried men.
Ignore him. It's fine. He doesn't know. He could never know. He could never understand.
No.
Maybe they're covering themselves in low-fat Greek yogurt. A healthy alternative.
I should go speak to them.
Yeah, go and speak to them. It's fine.
How they're doing. Yeah.
Just don't talk about triangles. For love of God.
No, not triangles. Not triangles.
No triangles.
Of course. You know, we'll go have a drink.
I'm gonna go and wake up in the night tonight just going, no triangles!
Just, Nick, I had an awful dream. I dreamt the triangles made a perfect circle. It's like, no, Steph, don't be silly. It'll never be a perfect circle.
Oh, there'll never be a perfect circle.
Unless you just draw a circle. What compasses were invented.
It's not perfect.
Not with that attitude, it's not.
Nobody's perfect.
It's only as perfect as you care to make it. That's philosophy.
Nobody's perfect. I thought I put my phone to silent. Where were we?
You're in a field of men.
Oh, that was it. I was in a field of men.
And then the combine harvest came and you all died.
Where is Steph?
I'm here, it's fine. Ignore him, it's good. It's fine. It's fine. Everything's okay. He's a horrible person. And you know, he's gonna die alone, and that's fine.
Yeah, and we sewed the men back together again. And they're good with me.
They're fine. They're actually, tell you what, they're actually like Wolverine. They're like a puzzle, and they just grow back together. It's kind of cool. Wouldn't you like to get to the bottom of the matter? Go over there and talk to them. Ask why they can self-heal.
I can ask them. I'm asking them.
Oh, don't ask, it's fine.
Why? How do they self-heal? How are they so good at it?
I don't know, it's amazing. Maybe you should ask them.
Can I go and ask them? Are they still on the beanbags?
Yeah, well, they've moved off the beanbags now. They were cut apart, they sewed themselves back together. So now they're going to go over to the pool.
And they're going to jump in the pool.
Going to jump in the pool? Do you want to jump in the pool with them?
I want to jump in the pool with them.
That's alright. Are you sure? Because you don't have to.
No, it's fine. I'm going to go jump in the pool with them.
It's alright.
I'm going to splash around the well armor wreck now.
That's it for another Candle After podcast. Being the first to fall asleep has been Simon.
Falling asleep, drifting away. In the pool. Oh, Ryan, you shouldn't have. It's perfect. This will take out so many zombies.
Drawing on Simon's face while he sleeps has been Steph.
In this situation, many of you would think you'd go for the classic cock and balls or the other classic word fuck. I have gone for a rendition of The Starry Night by Vincent van Gogh.
And forgetting his sleeping bag and his pyjamas has been me, Mark. Thanks for listening, and goodbye. Someone once wrote XXX porn star on my head in high life in a physics lesson.
And so, you let them?
Well, they said they were drawing a smiley face or something. I don't know.
You're an idiot. You're a real, real idiot. Like, I tell you what, in that situation, you deserve to have that written on your head.
I was kind of proud to be called the XXX porn star at 14.